could a stranger be ranked?
Well, you could say he is a rank stranger. That term means I don't know him. He is completely new to me. You'd say, as far as I know, he's a rank stranger.
That you have no rank with you, no rating with you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. This tough outer edge that you would slice from a piece of bacon or a piece of ham, what would you call that?
We would call that the, I guess the skin is the most common name that I would know for it.
Once this is sliced from the meat, is there any use for that?
I believe that that might be used what to put in cornbread to what they call crackling bread.
Crackling?
It's a crackling bread. I know it's very delicious that they put in cornbread, and it's from some part of it, and I don't know where that is, from the skin or something that they cut off of the meat. I don't know where that's from the skin or what part it is, but they put it in bread and call it crackling bread, and it's very delicious.
Do you like cheese?
Yes, I do.
How do you make different cheeses?
Well, the most common that is made in the home is cottage cheese. And of course, then these cheese makers or dairies, they make different kind of cheese, has various names. So many of them I couldn't think about them. It's cheddar cheese and, I don't know, I've seen the name. There's so many of them that I can't think of all the name. Cracker box cheese, they call them.
This, on top of buttermilk sometimes you have water. And the buttermilk itself might be real thick, real sloshy. What might you say? What would you call that?
I don't know where you're referring, maybe to clabber that gathers on milk. There's also what they call a whey, a thin something that might get on top of it. It's very bitter and unpleasant, and refer to it as whey. But the thicker part of it is, we would say, the milk is clabbered, or clabber milk.
How do you prepare milk to get it ready to churn, to derive the butter from it?
Well, of course, the first thing after it's milked, that you strain the milk, you pour it through a strainer or a sieve that might catch any of the dirt or impurities that might have gotten on it.
How about once you milk a cow, before you drink this milk, you have to do something to it? You pour it from one bucket into another bucket. While you're doing this, you do what to it? Sometimes you might use a piece of cheesecloth for it.
Oh, well, that's what I referred to there. You might say you strain the milk, mm-hmm. run it through a strainer or a sieve to get out, you might say, the impurities. Or
along with eating steak, your wife might prepare a thick substance or a thin substance to pour over your bread that you might eat with your steak. What?
It would be gravy.
How about a side dish you might prepare with a turkey?
Well, I know that they do have turkey dressing, that they have that. They have stuffed turkey and they have turkey dressing, or generally a cranberries generally eaten with turkey.
The you and I just had a cup of coffee. How was it prepared? I mean, don't ask me now if it was good or bad.
Well, we generally refer to it as brewing a cup of coffee. Of course, the different ways of preparing it. Now they have so many things. You have percolators and coffee pots and different ways you might do it, but we generally refer to it as brewed a cup of coffee.
If you were offering me some water to drink, you might say
have a drink of water, have a glass of water, or a cup of water.
And then if you wanted to find out if I had had any water today, you might say.
Well, I might just ask you, had you had any water, or are you thirsty, or have you had any water to drink?